This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. On Friday, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, who lost a third round of voting for Speaker of the House, was removed by secret ballot as the GOP nominee. So who's next as democracy plays out in Washington? Representative Kevin McCarthy is backing House Majority Whip Tom Emmer to take over the gavel. McCarthy was on NBC's Meet the Press and said the Minnesota congressman knows how to do the job. He added that Emmer can bring the Republican Party together and deliver what the country needs. Most on the Hill believe a fresh vote will be tomorrow. Israel's military is at it again, telling Palestinian civilians to leave northern Gaza to avoid being killed in the war zone. Israel has made it clear they will use extreme prejudice to take out Hamas in Gaza for their murderous rampage against civilians in Israel. The United States is stepping up its military presence in the Middle East.
And that includes the use of air defense systems. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. is taking steps to avoid a broader regional conflict. Blinken noted that includes making sure the U.S. can effectively defend our people if Iran tries to escalate the Israel war with Hamas. I'm Dave Collins.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump says Sidney Powell was never his attorney following her plea deal in the alleged Georgia election interference. On Truth Social, Trump said that despite fake news reports to the contrary, Powell was never his attorney and never was. Powell pleaded guilty to 6 misdemeanor counts in the 2020 Georgia election. China's top spy agency said yesterday a Chinese citizen who worked for a defense institute has been accused of spying for the United States, and his case has been transferred to a court for trial. A man surnamed Hugh was sent in 2013 to a U.S. university where the Chinese government says he was coerced into revealing Chinese state secrets. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
They're still out there.
Officials at the Pentagon have said they've received over 270 new reports of UFOs over an 8-month span. The Defense Department releasing a new report to Congress this week that said 274 new UFO sightings have been reported to the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. That's the office that leads the government's attempts to document and analyze UFO sightings. The Pentagon said the majority of the reports came from military service members and commercial airline pilots. I'm Corey Myers.
Some of the United Auto Workers are getting tired as tensions begin to rise during the ongoing auto strike.
The first week, everybody was gung-ho.
The UAW strike is in its 6th week now, and fatigue is setting in for some workers on the picket lines, like Darvin Fletcher, who's been working for Ford for the last 28 years.
I go with the B.B. King song. The thrill is gone. Nobody wants to do this. We're all going financially bankrupt.
Picketing workers are only receiving $500 per week before taxes right now, and auto automakers complain they've reached their negotiation limits. Tens of thousands of striking auto workers remain off the job. 6,000 others have also been laid off. All this with economic losses due to the auto strike already well into the billions of dollars. I'm Skip Kelly.
Friday, an American mother and daughter held hostage by Hamas was released. Now that Judith Ronan and her daughter Natalie are free, the hope is that more will be released by Hamas. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We've got Dr. George Barna with us. Yes, you can get all excited, jump up and down, yell and scream. He is in the house. The professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU is with us. Don't you love it when you get a an enthusiastic reception? You know, as you enter the room, I mean, you're better than Beyonce, you know, just saying.
Oh, my goodness. You need help. What can I say?
Well, I think that's a foregone conclusion, but, you know, you point out the obvious. This is, why, you think I hang on to Jesus for nothing?
I did the research. I know.
Exactly. Well, speaking of which, as we try to get a little bit serious here, you've got some new research that reveals how many American kids likely to develop a biblical worldview. So tell us all about it.
Yeah, it's not a pretty picture. I mean, if you look at where kids are at today and you realize that their worldview is pretty much going to be in place by the age of 13, we interviewed a national sample of 8 to 12-year-olds, and we looked at not everything related to a biblical worldview, but we looked at what we've referred to as the seven cornerstones. Mm-hmm. And we did that because we know if you embrace all seven of those, you believe them, you live them, you wind up with an 83% probability of developing a complete biblical worldview. If you reject even just one of those seven, one or more, then you've got only a 2% probability of developing a biblical worldview. So these seven cornerstones really are the critical foundation for what a person needs to believe in order to build out a real understanding of and a real pursuit of Jesus Christ. And as we look at 8 to 12-year-olds across the country right now, they're in line. I mean, if we had to predict, we would say when they're of age, when they're adults, they're likely to have only 1 to 2% of them are likely to have a biblical worldview. So as we look at the national pattern of biblical worldview possession, what we're seeing is that that has been on the decrease consistently for the last 30-some years. And as we look at our current crop of 8 to 12-year-olds, it looks like that pattern, unfortunately, is going to continue to decline.
This is pretty scary. I mean, we're setting up our kids for failure, George. I mean, because here it is. The way you lay this out is that it's like parents failing to tell their kids about the law of gravity, right? So we'll just let you, just figure that out. And 99% roughly are going into this world quite ignorant of the realization that there is a system. There's an infrastructure here that God has established. Like the law of gravity. you violate it, and you are going to render the consequences of it. I mean, when you put it in that context, I got to tell you, it shakes me, and I think how I failed my kids.
Well, and the challenge here, I think, is that when we look at the parents, we know that only 2% of the parents of those 8 to 12-year-olds have a biblical worldview.
Yeah.
We know that you can't give what you don't have. So, yeah, I mean, they may be setting them up for failure, I would say, but you know what? It's not even intentional. Most parents in America today don't think about the spiritual development of their children. We
right.
know that fewer than 1 out of 10 of them have any kind of a plan. You know, they're assuming, well, it'll work itself out. You know, they'll develop a worldview by default. They don't need me involved in the process. Well, they will develop a worldview by default. And the sad reality is that when they do that, it's going to be the same worldview that their parents have on average.
Right.
And that
right.
worldview is syncretism, which is, yeah, I'll make it up as I go along. I'll embrace
exactly.
things that make me happy or that are comfortable or that are popular. But I'm not going to spend the time and invest the energy into thinking through, but what is right? What is appropriate? What is the kind of legacy that I want to leave? What kind of person do I really want to be? And what's it going to take to become that and to get there? Those are the tough questions that most American parents and consequently their children are not addressing.
It's kind of silly because here we are as parents and we think about, you know, the kind of school that we want our kids to go to, the kind of kids that we want them, you know, to hang around. And, of course, as you deal with some of these different questions, you know, the numbers go down. I get that. But still, we're a lot more sensitive to those issues as opposed to a biblical worldview, which is so foundational. I mean, the reason you want your child to go to the right school and hang around the right kids, because you think that that will give them a leg up, right? So that the results would be a little bit better and more in their favor. But yet we reject the thing that is most important. You're talking 7 benchmarks here. I mean, how much time is that going to take to, you know, to embed that in your child's psyche and in their way of life that will be paying dividends, you know, for decades ahead?
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, you know, you've got to have something that you're trying to communicate to your kids.
Right.
And what we find is that, yeah, there probably are 7 things that parents are communicating. It's get good grades, you know, have good friends, do well in sports, have some hobbies where you excel, make sure that you remain healthy, be popular, oh, and be polite, show some manners. Well, those 7 things aren't bad, but is that why they're here on earth? Is that why God created them? Is that how God will evaluate the value and the performance of their life? Absolutely not. I know that because one of the cornerstones tells us that, you know what? The Bible tells us how to live. It gives us the principles that we need to succeed. Another one of the principles, you know, the 7 cornerstones tells us. And by the way, the Bible gives us absolute moral truths according to which we must abide. And so if you just looked at those 2, that would blow away the 7 things that most parents are focused on and replace them with something different.
Well, you and I talked about this before, George, you know, the conversation between God and Cain, you know, and God broke it down to him very succinctly. And I keep saying that God's words have been echoing through the millennia since then. But are we listening? You know, he told Cain very, very succinctly, if you do well, will it now go right for you? So God, who created the universe, who set up this infrastructure, you know, sums it up very, you know, very directly. Do well, it goes right. You know, you do well, you get right results. These 7 cornerstones reinforce doing well and getting the right results, right?
Exactly. And, you know, you say, are we listening? And God made it even easier for us. We don't even have to listen. We can experience it.
Yes.
But we've got to open our eyes and question what lesson we're learning and see it perhaps from a different perspective. You know, everybody joke about, you know, you keep doing the same thing, different mm-hmm. results. You know, it's
right.
it's insanity. Well, we're insane. It's certifiable now. Okay, is there a way of moving across, away from that? Absolutely, mm-hmm. there is, and God has given us the solutions here. And so, yes, if we don't want to listen, all we have to do is experience what's going on.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. George Barna after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back, Fresh and Independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Dr. George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University, the president and cultural research center at ACU. George, as you say, you know, we need to stop ourselves before we wreck ourselves. I mean, we need to pause for a moment and ask the question, are we getting the right results from the choices that we're making.
And one of the things that we're finding is, look, if you were just to take each of these seven cornerstones individually and sit down, think about them, think about their implications for how you live. I mean, the first one, you know, people hear it and say, oh, yeah, I got that. Yeah, check that off, okay? Let's move on to the next one. It's like, no. Let's hold on here for a minute, okay? Because this is a big idea. What's the big idea? Not only does God exist, but we can know his nature and character, and very simply it is that he's all-knowing, he's all-powerful, he's all-loving, but he's holy and he's just, which means that there are going to be consequences when you do things wrong. And he wants a relationship with you. He wants to be involved in your life, but he's not going to push himself on you. These are attributes of that God that if you think about them, it's going to radically change how we live. I'll give you a great example. We've been doing a lot of research the last few years with millennials because right now they're the most populous generation in American society. They're increasingly holding more and more power, whether it's financially, politically, familially, however. And yet, what we're finding is that a majority of them say that they're wrestling with mental illness. And they'll identify things like anxiety, depression, fear, suicidal thoughts. A majority of them say that they often struggle with that issue. Mm-hmm. And so as we broke it down, what we found is that, you know what? Of course they think they're struggling with mental illness because they think there's no God and they're in charge. Of course they're struggling with anxiety because they think that there's no power greater than themselves that can help them in any given situation. Of course they're struggling with depression because they think there's no such thing as truth, God being the embodiment of truth. And so when there is no truth, everything is up for grabs every moment of every day. There's nothing that's predictable. Nobody is reliable. You know, of course they're struggling with suicidal thoughts because their idea is that karma is the rule of the land. Karma says, you know what? You're going to get what you deserve. Jesus Christ says, believe in me, trust in me, lean on me, hope in me, and you won't get what you deserve. So, I mean, you know, Christianity is the antithesis of all the mental illness, quote unquote, that Americans think they're struggling with today. And so we're prescribing billions of dollars of antidepressants and anti-anxieties. And I'm not downplaying the fact that, yes, there are some people who really do wrestle with serious chemical imbalances and other kinds of things in their life, but not the numbers that we're seeing come out of the research of people saying, oh, yes, I need help. I've got, you know, mental diseases. No, it's not mental diseases. You get a bad worldview.
Exactly.
No, and you can fix that because God gave you the guidebook to.
Well, in a sense, George, isn't it like, you know, why God gave us the Ten Commandments? So that we would discern that they're standards. Right. And so in a sense, what is happening is there is a conflicting worldview here. And I say, well, good for you. That's a good thing, not a bad thing, because what that's telling you, the reason that you're uncomfortable, and you can thank the Holy Spirit for this, because the Holy Spirit is nudging you toward the truth, because the Holy Spirit will not allow you to, you know, just, you know, go off the cliff, so to speak.
Yeah, of course. You know, many people, you know, have those little promptings from the Spirit, and some people may think of it as conscience.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you know, bad pizza, or, you know, whatever. Like, no. Pay attention to this, because God loves you so much, he's going to pull out all the stops to try to get your attention. So maybe it's going to be your conscience. Maybe it's going to be a little bit of failure. Maybe it's going to be a broken relationship. Maybe it's going to be questions while you're daydreaming or just noodling. And, you know, maybe it's going to be something that you hear on television where somebody says something. You think, that's nuts. Well, maybe it's not nuts. I mean, give it a couple seconds and think about, yeah, how do I know it's nuts? You know, how would somebody even more than logic, is there some kind of eternal truth or principle that might be the basis of that thought that strikes me as idiotic at this moment. But another human being came to that conclusion. At least let me consider it. Humans do come to a lot of idiotic conclusions. So it may be true that, yeah, that's mm-hmm. it. But maybe it's not. Christians are consistently called stupid, ignorant, superstitious. You know.
Right.
But what if what Christianity teaches is true? What then? How are you going to explain your life in light of Christian or biblical truth?
Well, because a lot of those people that are, negated and made fun of, we don't care. No, we just don't care. It's like, okay, all right, that's what you feel. It's all right. And all that we're talking about right now, ladies and gentlemen, is featured in George's new book, Raising Spiritual Champions, Nurturing Your Child's Heart, Mind, and Soul. And this book will encourage you and help you realize, as it did me, that it's never too late, is it, George? I mean, even though kids set their worldview by 13, it's still never too late because of the God we serve.
Absolutely. And we've got a lot of examples. I mean, statistically, it's not a big number, but it happens every day. Mm-hmm. Somebody's life is radically transformed by God because they were willing to consider these other things. Often, they'll use a crisis in somebody's life to wake them up, to get their attention, to push them to think differently. So don't deny or neglect a crisis. You know, or as some of our politicians would say, what a shame it is to waste a good crisis.
Yes, exactly.
In your personal life, that's actually true. Mm-hmm. Often that crisis is allowed by God in order to shake you up and get you to think differently. So, yes, God, and I don't know about you, but I'm a great example of someone who didn't come to know Christ until their mid-20s, mm-hmm. well beyond age 13. But
right.
God shook me up. And, used a bunch of circumstances in my life to challenge me. And because I was willing to take the time and rethink a few things, he started me on the path where I could begin to see how all of this weaves together into his beautiful tapestry of what truth really is. Not what the world says, but what he made it to be. And
exactly.
That changed everything.
Well, fortunately for me, George, I will share with you that early on, I knew God, but I didn't really know God. I mean, I was aware, and I knew that there was a special relationship, and I went through the process, and then things happened. You talk about a crisis in my fundamental faith as a Catholic, and it really rocked me. And I said, I got to go find God because he's not here in the Catholic Church. I'm not finding him. And, my friends would say, you got to read the Bible. And no, I'm into the Zen of motorcycle maintenance right now. And you name it. I mean, God allowed me to go through this discovery, Scientology. I mean, Buddhism, I just went through it all. And the thing was, is that I consistently came to a dead end in the search all along. And then finally, for me as a Catholic, reading the book of Romans, all of a sudden I had a deeper understanding of Martin Luther, who, as a kid, I was taught by the nuns that he was just this, this Protestant and this heretic and everything else, and then realized that, he was this devoted monk that was in search of God. Well, we'll leave it there, and to be continued as always. I'm so thankful for you. I want you to know that. You bless me always, and you bless our audience. Dr. George Barna, professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center, and author of the book Raising Spiritual Champions, Nurturing Your Child's Heart, Mind, and Soul. Dr. George, God bless you. Appreciate you.
You too, buddy. Thanks.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
USA News Update. On Friday, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, who lost a third round of voting for Speaker of the House, was removed by secret ballot as the GOP nominee. So who's next as democracy plays out in Washington? Representative Kevin McCarthy is backing House Majority Whip Tom Emmer to take over the gavel. McCarthy was on NBC's Meet the Press and said the Minnesota congressman knows how to do the job. He added that Emmer can bring the Republican Party together and deliver what the country needs. Most on the Hill believe a fresh vote will be tomorrow. Presidential candidate Donald Trump says Sidney Powell was never his attorney following her plea deal in the alleged Georgia election interference. On Truth Social, Trump said that despite fake news reports to the contrary, Powell was never his attorney and never was. Powell pleaded guilty to 6 misdemeanor counts in the 2020 Georgia election. Lance Pry, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, consumer spending has been hard to predict recently. While a much-feared recession has not yet materialized, economic uncertainty paired with inflationary pains have posed challenges to sellers. Despite everything, businesses have shown resilience and spirit during these times, driving innovation and growth within their communities. Itam Bencunha is the global head of public affairs at Square, and he's here to talk about the current challenges and opportunities that businesses face. Itam, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thank you, Bill.
Let's talk about some of the biggest challenges facing businesses today, is, you know, from your perspective.
Well, you named a couple of them at the top. I mean, the first one is just uncertainty about the future. I mean, if you think about the past couple of years, COVID, inflation, concerns about a recession, it's really not clear what the future is going to hold for business owners. Couple that with just running their day-to-day operations, wearing multiple hats, it's a lot for everyone. The other big challenge that we're hearing a lot about from sellers is competition. Competition is stark, and businesses are really struggling to figure out how they can stand out from their competitors, how they can attract new customers, retain existing ones, and really just deliver on that great customer experience that will ensure their buyers keep coming back. So there are headwinds for sure. I will say, though, that one of the things that has been really inspiring for us at Square is just seeing the way sellers have proven their resiliency over the past few years, the way that they will take on any challenge that comes their way and really do it in unique and innovative ways.
Yeah, some of the things that I'm seeing as well, Itam, is that businesses are returning to first principles. You know, let's get back to the basics. Why are we in business? What do we? What does the customer expect from us? You know, let's reconnect with the vision of our company and why we decided to start this company as well. Are you seeing
a similar thing as well?
Absolutely. I mean, I think number one is just being laser focused on the customer and on the customer experience. We talk a lot about the idea of being wherever your customer is and showing up however they want to shop. And so for some customers, that is, browsing a website on their phone at 3 a.m. For others, it's, showing up live and walking through a store and sampling the inventory. And so we talk to sellers about making sure that they are operating in an omni-channel way, operating wherever their buyers are, and enabling them to shop however they want to shop. The other thing that we're hearing a lot about is sellers who are diversifying their operation. So they're still sticking with the idea of first principles and focusing on their business, but making sure that they are not just bringing in revenue but through one way. They're not just a one-trick pony, but they're able to really diversify their revenue streams and enable people to come in and try lots of different things. So that might be, a restaurant that is selling food, but also selling branded merchandise to give their buyers and patrons a way to support the business. Or a retailer that sells items but also hosts events and classes. We've actually found that businesses that use Square's subscriptions product to offer their shoppers a subscription option, more than 20% of their revenue ends up coming from this channel. And that's just a huge way to incremental revenue for a small business.
What does this mean for, in terms of opportunities for employees when you have, an open, in a sense, or at least more open venue in which to work with?
Well, employees are, the face of the brand. And obviously over the past couple of years, retention and hiring have been really, really challenging for business owners. We actually just released a tool called the Square Payroll Index that looks at wages for hourly workers in the restaurant and retail industry. And what we're seeing is that businesses are increasingly increasing payroll. They're increasingly paying their employees more and more in order to retain them and attract new talent because there's a lot of competition. There's a lot of places for people to work. And they want to make sure that they're keeping the very best.
Exactly. We're talking with Eitan Ben-Kunya. He's the global head of public affairs at Square, talking about business today and the challenges that they're faced with. And with the challenges come great opportunity. And I like you addressing this opportunity that are there for employees, for good team partners in businesses. I mean, that's absolute gold. And as you say, not only they are the face of the company, but these are the ones that are, making the difference, in these organizations, right?
That's right. And it's all about that customer experience. So how do you encourage your employees to show up and really just deliver the best? And so whether that is, having a fun atmosphere, whether that's adding, a new, having a retail store, but offering, a coffee shop inside as well, to not only diversify your revenue, but also, to create this fun experience that encourages shoppers to come and stay at your store. And again, using employees as kind of brand ambassadors. The other thing we're seeing a lot of is businesses using social media and building their following that way. And employees are a key way of doing that.
Well, Eitan, we got about 3.5 minutes left. I want to talk about the inaugural Square 50 Awards and the inspiration behind the awards. Tell us about that.
Well, as you said, this is the first time we've done something like this at Square. It is our inaugural Square 50. It is celebrates 50 incredible sellers from all over the world. These are sellers that are facing, some of those challenges we were just talking about. But doing it in really interesting ways. So there are sellers on the list who are expanding their businesses, using technology like robots and AI, offering ways to give back to their communities, promoting sustainability. There's just a number of different things that they can do to show up. But I'll just say, I think running a business is probably one of the hardest things anyone can do. I have so much respect and admiration for every entrepreneur that I meet. And we just wanted to give something back to these businesses, give them a way to get the spotlight on them, to give them the recognition mm-hmm. they deserve, and to hold them up as leaders in their communities.
Now, have you already awarded this inaugural group, or are you still in the nomination process?
We have. So we have 50 that we've selected from around the world, from Japan to UK to Australia mm-hmm. to here in the U.S. I can highlight just a couple that are that I think are particularly interesting. I mean, one is this restaurant chain in D.C. called Soul Spice. They're a mm-hmm. Korean comfort food. And they have 7 locations right now. But the reason that we wanted to recognize them was they have goals of expanding to 25 locations by the end of 2026. So that's basically wow. quadrupling their footprint in just a couple mm-hmm. years. And so mm-hmm. they're highlighted in our growth generators category. One more really quickly is Savannah Boda Aesthetics. She's an esthetician in Louisville, Texas. Mm-hmm. But what's really interesting about her is that Savannah started the business when she was 21 years old, and she built the brand through social media, sharing tips and advice and tutorials. And so she's now leveraged that social media not just to build her own brand and the brand of her business, but also she's an ambassador for a bunch of well-known companies out there. And so she's being highlighted in our social savvy category.
Hi, Tom, I'm with you. I mean, you can't help but admire these entrepreneurs. I mean, these are a special group of people, that have been blessed with talent and giftings in such a way that, they give back to the communities in unique but yet demonstrable ways. He is the global head of public affairs at Square. Eitan, a website they can go to.
It's square.com/square50. So square.com/square50. And folks can also vote for their favorite seller in each category. And the sellers with the most votes will get a little extra special prize from us. So check it out and feel free to make your voice heard.
Hi, Tom Bacunia. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care. Have a great day.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He's Gary Schneeberger. Gary is focused on the family's assistant to the president for media relations. He joins us now. Gary, good morning. How are you?
I am well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Looking forward to this conversation. I know Jim Daly, the president of Focus, has a lot to say about what's going on in Israel. I am curious, especially that what seems to be omitted from the conversation, Gary, is a spiritual perspective. I mean, clearly, this is a spiritual war that's taking place. Interestingly enough, 50 years, you know, a jubilee number since the Yom Kippur Wars in 1973. And here we are, and we have, you know, more secular perspective that's brought into this. And I think this is dangerous. It's dangerous for all involved. The United States with its spirit, with its secular perspective, Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel with, you know, what we're getting, hearing from them is very secularized. And I think we're missing out on the Lord of Heaven's armies that is just waiting to be beckoned to called in, to be called into this situation. What do you think?
I mean, Jim's perspective, and it was interesting when the attack happened by Hamas. We talked about it internally, and it's somewhat challenging. Focus on the family is first and foremost marriage, parenting, walk out your faith, culture. That's our focus as a ministry. So, are we treading on other people's, you know, territory? Is some other ministry's territory by doing something, by saying something? Is it something that that we really have, is it in our lane? Is it something for us to talk about? And we ended up, to your point, Bill, deciding, yes, it was indeed, it is indeed something that we should talk about because we're a Christian organization. This is just one of the things that Jim said when he issued a statement right after the attack. Scripture has long called for us to pray for the peace of Israel. So that peace that you're talking about, he brought it up right there. Mm-hmm. So that it is what we must do. The Lord knows full well the extent of the distress, and so we trust he will be merciful to those who are hurting. May they be comforted in this time of horror. We also plead with him to bring justice to those whose barbarous acts threaten the innocent and the greater security of the wider world. So what you said, that was on Jim's heart and mind, and that's the reason we ultimately decided to put a statement out from Jim and focus on the family.
Exactly. Well, well said. I think, and I'd mentioned this last week with one of our guests, is that when you, you know, had a situation, not exactly the same here, but there was a situation when King David was coming back after the revolt with Absalom, right? He's coming back into Jerusalem, and one of the troublemakers, Sheba,
takes off, and he's just a troublemaker, and the king says, hey, this guy's going to be worse than Absalom. I need to send somebody after him. So he sends Amasa after him. Well, Amasa is killed along the way by Joab, because Joab kind of wants the credit, and there's some other past bad feelings between Joab and Amasa. And he kills Amasa, and Joab goes after Sheba. And they back him into an area of protection. And, the people there are saying, well, we're in trouble. We got Joab's army here in full strength, and we're toast. And so this wise woman, looks over the wall and says, hey, what can we do? Is there a compromise here? What can we, agree on here? And Joab says, well, send me the head of Sheba, and we'll go away. Okay, and sure, we know the story. That happens. And I think that in this case, maybe the opportunity from a spiritual standpoint is whether it's, I think it needs to be the Palestinians. I mean, because if they want to have re-entry back into Gaza and the international community, is I believe the Palestinians, here's their opportunity to say, hey, we'll give you these perpetrators. We're not, because they're trying to distance themselves from the horror and the inhumane treatment and barbarism that was conducted in part in their name. And you sense that they want to distance themselves. Well, if you want to distance yourself, then you need to call out Hamas yourself and get Hamas out of Gaza. Call them out. Let them, be rendered justice, as should be the case for the crimes that they have committed against humanity here. And, and claim your property and claim an opportunity to have leadership there, but get Hamas out and protect as best you can those that have been kidnapped and get the kidnappees liberated. If they do that, then I think there's a possible opportunity. If not, then, we've got what is going to be inevitable, a ground war through 300 miles of tunnels underneath that'll be devastating. It could be it could even cost the lives of those kidnapped because of the desperation of those with Hamas that feel like, well, what do they got to lose? I mean, they're going to fight to the death. But I believe the Palestinians, I'm just wondering, if there's some biblical application here, like what happened with Sheba. If the Palestinians who say they want peace and they want to have a, want their land there in Gaza to control and to find new leadership, then I think they need to step up. But barring that, then, this is going to be a long journey forward, for Israel. And I wouldn't blame Israel to say, look, we just can't cohabitate with them. We've given them. I mean, this hasn't just been something that's just been a couple of weeks old. This has been going on for thousands of years, Gary.
Right. And it's interesting, Bill, your idea of the importance of distancing yourself from something that is just not right by
right.
your faith. And it's not, an exact representation of what you're talking about. But I remember, this is my second go-round with Focus on the Family as the assistant to the president for media relations. And I remember, and you may remember, gosh, it was more than a decade ago, when there were some Christian groups who were burning the Quran.
Yes.
And there was some backlash going on. And Focus signed on Jim because he really wanted to do exactly what you're saying, distance himself. Focus from something that's just not right, and from our faith perspective. And he signed on to an ad that appeared, I think it was in USA Today, and it was simply said, "Burning the Quran does not illuminate the Bible."
Right.
That was his point. And a bunch of Christian groups got in there, and they distanced themselves, Focus on the Family included, from something that violated our perspective on what our faith calls us to do. And I think that's what you're talking about. And I think that is something that could absolutely de-escalate the situation that we find ourselves in.
See, but this comes from a spiritual perspective, Gary, not from a secular. Secularists can't see that. They're just their eyes are not open to this. This is why leadership, Christian leadership, faithful, you know, leadership of faith-seeking people must rule in this situation. And otherwise, this thing will escalate because secular people do what secular people, you know, come up with. They have secular responses and solutions. And we've been, you know, going through this for how long? I mean, this is thousands. This has been going through the millennia. Because they keep, instead of doing it God's way, they try to do it within their own understanding. And I say, yes, we need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, as the Bible dictates. And we need to pray, you know, that God would be brought into the center of this and that God's will would be done. And if it is his will that after all these hundreds of years, that enough is enough, then let it be done. But if not, as you know and I know, this is all taking us closer down the road to the final chapter of the book of Revelations. So, you know, to God be the glory, right?
Yeah, I mean, like I say, often when these kind of situations crop up where it things are dire, things are a bit scary, things are, you know, the good news is we all know the end of the book, right?
Yes, amen.
We all know
amen.
How it turns out in the end. And I think if we act in line with that understanding, and we act in a way that that glorifies God and is true to his values and his purposes, mm-hmm. can't go wrong. And you're right. The more people who do that, particularly in positions of authority in the culture and in the country, I think the better off. Obviously, I don't think obviously the better off we are when mm-hmm. it comes to living a life aligned with God's purposes and plans.
Well, and he also says pursue peace. This is our opportunity here, you know, as people of peace. You know, I hear Muslims say, well, we're a religion of peace. Well, here's your chance. Be a religion of peace. We'll join you in that march to be a people of peace, you know, so that this doesn't happen. We wouldn't want to, you know, if the tables were turned the other way in Israel, came in to your area and started slaughtering babies and lopping heads off and, you know, doing, you know, the kind of horrible things, raping women to the point, Gary, that they broke their pelvises. I mean, it's disgusting the kind of stuff. You know, the media is even so shocked that they don't even want to show you the video footage and things that they have been, you know, they've been shown. The IDF as well has been reticent to put this out there but you see, the thing is that, you know, if we don't know the truth, and it's not like we're into, you know, the macabre or whatever. I mean, this is humanity at its worst. And we just cannot cohabitate with this kind of display or this kind of activity, right? We got 20 seconds left. I'll let you wrap it up. Go ahead.
I'll just repeat this line from Jim's statement. The Lord knows full well the extent of the distress, and so we trust he will be merciful to those who are hurting. He's in control, and as Christians, we have to always remember that and live that.
Amen. Gary Schneeberger, who is focused on the family's assistant to the president of media relations. Gary, appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us. Godspeed, my friend.
Great. Thank you, Ben.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer.